Hello, everyone, and welcome to another non-pro trailer dump.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, as you may or may not know, I am not Frank. I am James. Frank is so... He hates this format so much that he refused to be a part of this. He just walked out of the room and, you know, something about cursing Tom Brady because this is the sports ball edition. Yes, we're going to talk about all the trailers that aired during the Super Bowl. Is it too cliche that I use sports ball?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
You nerd.
Yeah, no, you definitely should have, like, referenced, I don't know, something more relevant. Philip DeFranco has a really nice sports exclamation mark shirt that is pretty popular right now. You could reference just saying sports.
I swear, even... nerd, after this is done, I'm taking you into the bathroom and I'm giving you a swirly.
I definitely know what a swirly is. I don't know who Philip DeFranco is.
He's a really big YouTuber who's been around for about, as long as the platform has. He's where I get all my news.
My goodness, I am.
He's getting a swirly, too.
I mean, he probably used to get them.
I'm definitely too old for YouTubers. Is that a thing I can be too old for? Can I be too old for a medium?
No, I'm sorry. He's actually your age with a child, two children, actually.
He had a second baby. It's been a minute since I've done anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Nerds.
That's Pete. I'm Pope. We got Michelle and Jordy.
Woo! Yes, and as,
you can call me Ogre, actually.
So, what trailers did we watch?
We had a ton of trailers. They are in no particular order, but I figure we'd start with the new Avengers trailer. It was the first trailer up in the first break of commercials. Ooh. So, yeah. That's how we're going to do this.
I think it was before the actual kickoff.
No? Was it?
I thought it was in between the pre-show and the kickoff.
It might have been, because I know I missed it.
When they did the national anthem, and then went into the endgame.
The endgame trailer, and everybody was like, yes!
America is great. Captain America is really determined, and he's upset because everybody died.
He's not
half of everybody.
You know, I feel like to this point, if there's any doubt in anybody's minds that, like, comic books are still counterculture, that the first commercial of the Super Bowl, though, is the Avengers now, we made it.
I do have to wonder, like, do you think they paid extra money to be first, or do you think that everyone in America loves it so much they're like, we're just going to put it there. We're just going to put it first. Everybody wants that.
I feel like every spot has its own price point.
Yeah, so, they paid extra money.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's the Avengers, so it feels different, but obviously, I enjoyed watching it. So.
They paid almost enough for Disney to notice how much it cost.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I don't think you know how much money Disney has.
I said almost. And actually, I do, because I'm a stockholder.
Okay, well, fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm learning so many things here.
I learned something new today.
Wow.
What did we think of the trailer? I mean, it's hard with the Super Bowl trailers. Generally, they're not that long, and there certainly wasn't a ton of new stuff in the Endgame trailer, but there was something.
Yeah, let's extrapolate wildly based on the moments of footage that we saw.
I know the whole plot now, clearly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first view we got of, like, everybody, like, the world reacting to what happened, because it feels like, you know, there's definitely a crazy fallout because half of the people, I'm assuming, in the world, you know, because we're averaging against half of everything in the universe, but half of the people in the world are dead now. So everybody's probably flipping out, and it looked like, you know, there's kind of a refugee situation a little bit going on.
Do we know how much time has passed between this and the last Avengers movie?
At one point, I heard, and it may not have been more than a rumor, but I heard something that there was going to be between 5 and 6 years since the end of Infinity War.
That's a long
where
time.
Where we pick up on it. Not if you're going to eventually get the time stone and flip on back. But, you know, that might or may not happen. Here's my prediction. Based on what we saw in this trailer, I am going to bet that the big surprise is that this is actually a Cloverfield movie.
Oh my gosh. Is John Goodman going to be in it?
Yes!
Yes! I love
yes,
him.
John favorite. Goodman is going to be Cloverfield.
But wait, I actually want this movie to be good, and there hasn't been a good one in so long.
Like, what, a good John Goodman movie?
Every Not movie with King John Ralph. Goodman in it is a good movie.
That's right, I referenced King Ralph in this Avengers Endgame.
There's so many things that I want to be good that aren't good anymore, I just feel like I should just not even go into it.
Well, you didn't need the word anymore after the Cloverfield reference. Like, Cloverfield was never good. I'm sorry.
You know what? I just didn't want to step on any toes, but fair.
It's the Blair Witch with CGI. That's and not much. So
we had the Endgame trailer, and then Marvel took up the next commercial break immediately with their next trailer, which was Captain Marvel.
Yes.
Woo.
It certainly was.
I really loved it.
I feel like we've got like a difference of opinion here. This side of the table seems unexcited, and this side of the table, I'm going to say, seems excited.
Okay, he's just motioning directly at me. I just want all of you to know that. It's just me. I'm the one who's like, oh my god, there's a girl fighting, and like she's got like a super fun new outfit change. And as a magical girl, fangirl, pretty much anytime somebody has a sparkly or shiny or on fire outfit, I'm excited.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not that I'm not excited for the movie to come out. I feel like there was nothing new out of that trailer. There was nothing, you know, everything's been said already before, except maybe like that a little bit more of a flash of her past before she becomes Captain Marvel.
I mean, have we seen the armor before this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In the second trailer.
Briefly. Okay. Everything we've seen so far has been briefly, including the reveal in this trailer that she, spoiler alert, is the girl from Fly Away Home, apparently.
I think this is the like one of the only things that was new out of this was I'm trying to think her like co-pilot or the other pilot who was there with her when she was, you know,
Maria
still...
Rambeau.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a really important character and was like the second Captain Marvel after
actually,
Marvel, right?
No.
No, I'm reading that
no,
wrong.
No, Monica Rambeau is the second Captain Marvel. Presumably this is going to be her mother. I think somewhere we've seen a brief moment of her, of a reference to her daughter or her daughter, Monica.
We do, like, you know, they do lately love to show all of the parents of future important characters in all of the past films. So
check out Krypton on, I don't know, Freeform or whatever. Who knows, sci-fi, maybe?
Honestly, I don't.
Siffy?
I've made a point to absolutely ignore any station who makes these new hip cool names. I just put them out of my mind, so I don't even know what those stations are anymore.
It used to be the Family Channel and Sci-Fi.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Just
ABC,
to fill you in.
ABC Family is Freeform now.
Well, I remember it back when it was
Potter
just
anymore,
the Family Channel.
All right, Grandpa.
We managed to switch gears a little bit here. According to the trailer mashup we watched on YouTube, because we didn't actually watch any of these trailers in real life.
Hey.
I think all of us actually watch it in real life.
Actually, well, I didn't, because I'm...
Yeah. We watch it together. Woo! High five.
I'm always busy watching anime, so I just can't.
Nerd.
Absolutely.
There was a tease for Birds of Prey, which is the DC Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and who's the last Bird of Prey?
I don't know who they're using this. Black Canary, maybe?
You're right, yeah. Black Canary.
Did we say Barbara Gordon?
We did not say Barbara
Gordon. I think Barbara Gordon's in this.
Barbara Gordon might be in this one, too.
Yeah. I don't know if she's Batgirl or Oracle, but...
The Birds of Prey movie, which I don't actually remember seeing during the actual Super Bowl, but for the sake of this trailer dump, we're going to say we saw it.
Yeah, it wasn't... if you didn't know that it was Birds of Prey, you wouldn't ever know, because they didn't mention Birds of Prey. It was just some shots of Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn with a tagline.
Yeah, and kind of a different outfit than in the last movie we saw her, so if you really aren't paying attention.
And just a tagline of "See you soon."
I mean, absolutely, when watching it, I didn't realize... I thought it was just a Suicide Squad, like, part two thing. Knowing it's Birds of Prey actually has me excited. I mean, obviously, the outfit direction they've taken to make it completely unrecognizable as such sucks, but I'm just here hoping that they're finally going to take Harley Quinn in the direction the comics have taken her, instead of making her and Joker the entire focus of her lore in film, and, like, maybe we can actually get some of that in-canon LGBT representation on the big screen. That would be great.
I'm willing to bet we're going to get at least a little bit of that. I don't think you're going to see too much of the Joker in this. Good. And by the way, we've been doing a disservice by just calling it Birds of Prey, because let's not forget that the full title is Birds of Prey, parentheses, and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, close paren.
Yes.
It's a long title.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
And it's a long wait until 2020 when it comes out.
This might well have been just a glorified costume test that they, you know, put on TV.
I don't think it was that glorified.
I don't know. Google doesn't really recognize it as anything from the Super Bowl because I Googled Birds of Prey Super Bowl and the first result is a Doritos ad from 2012.
We've been tricked. So, yeah. Bamboozled.
No. I, too, have been bamboozled.
I mean, if it's just a Suicide Squad follow-up and, like, obviously that's way less exciting than a Birds of Prey anything. No,
they definitely are working on a Birds of Prey movie. They're definitely been working on some production for it. They've cast cast most of the main cast, the villain, things like that. But yeah, as far as like an actual Super Bowl ad, I don't know. But it was in that YouTube video we watched. So
YouTube lied to me.
Another trailer we could talk about briefly is Hobbs and Shaw, which is the next installment in the first spinoff in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
I was utterly flabbergasted and disappointed when I found out that this did not involve a an animated tiger.
It did not. It did not involve an animated tiger.
I didn't know who. I was thinking maybe it would be George Bernard Shaw and Hobbs, the talking tiger from Calvin and Hobbes. But no, it wasn't. It was some Fast and Furious spinoff, like James said. What the heck? And like I said when watching this, what even is the Fast and the Furious anyway now? It's like, I thought it was about racing cars.
No, you just drive cars really fast. Sometimes you race, sometimes you catch bad guys, sometimes you just go to Tokyo. I don't know.
I'm going to say, personally, if I'm going to go with favorite trailer out of like everything we got presented from the Super Bowl, I actually really like this one. It's got a ton of personality. It's one of the longest trailers, which obviously gives it a bit of an advantage because they paid for the most time. But yeah, I don't know. It's got a lot of personality. You know, Jason Statham and The Rock are great actors.
And
they
Idris
have a lot
Elba,
of personality.
That sexy beast.
Yeah. Idris Elba is the villain.
He apparently beat up Will Smith and took the Hancock costume. So this is going to be interesting.
I didn't hate that costume, though.
Yeah. When I think of just the trailer, I was like, oh, yeah, it's another Fast and the Furious movie. I forget that there was an entire beginning with Idris Elba. And so I'm like, wait a second. Yeah, that was a great trailer because it had Idris Elba in it. And I really want to see him, you know, do stuff. But I also think it was just a very appropriate for the Super Bowl movie because that's definitely the audience they're going for. Like, if the Avengers pays money to the Super Bowl to get a trailer, it's not going to matter much if it's a short little snippet. But Hobbs and Shaw might have just totally upped their entire audience because it's the kind of people who watch the Super Bowl who are going to go see that movie. So it was a really clever decision to put it in there.
Way to box in all sports people, Jordy, but I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Hey, I'm just saying, statistically speaking, that is it's a sports, you know, event, and then it's an action exhilaration event that we're talking about. So literally, you're like comparing, okay, these are the kind of people who are going to enjoy something physical, interactive, action-y, and they're watching something that is all of those things already. So I feel like that's a fair comparison.
Well, yeah, there's no romance movie trailers at all. So we see a couple animated films, and, you know, I guess they would relate to the children and the us as adults who love those things as children, just like with Toy Story. But we don't really see the, ooh, like the, or even romantic comedy, we don't see.
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
either of those. Genres. Yeah.
That seemed like a missed opportunity for me. Because you've got all these guys that now, in 2 weeks...
It's Valentine's Day.
Where am I going to take her on Valentine's Day?
Actually,
it's like, you could have told them.
Actually, that's a great segue for actually Alita Battle Angel, because that comes out on Valentine's Day. And actually, the original story has romance in it. And according to reviews, it does have romance in it. I don't know how much they're going to do, because they've just been shoving all of the action scenes from start to finish in all of the trailers. So I don't know who they're trying to get it for, but definitely I think that's the movie they're trying to convince guys they'll want to see on Valentine's Day. And when hopefully they're going to air some actual romance, some of the romance which they've shown in some of them. But I think that's probably the only thing close to a romance movie we got as a trailer.
Now, we've talked about Alita Battle Angel here a couple of times on Trailer Dump. And to say, like, the more I see, I think the better isn't the right word, but the less creeped out by the movie I get. I remember the first round of trailers, the uncanny valley on Alita was just so crazy. And I feel like they've done a lot of work with the CG in the movie that all of those parts seem definitely a lot better. Again, like any other Super Bowl spot, this wasn't super long. So we got like a couple of actions with the, a couple of action scenes with her fighting some cyborgs and stuff, and a little bit of Marshall Ali in there. But other than that, there really wasn't too much new stuff to go off of.
Yeah, I feel like this one was basically just as guilty of all the other ones as saying, like, oh, guys, look, there's going to be so much fighting robots, ladies. You're going to be so excited for this. And meanwhile, all of the anime fans like me who know how important Alita Battle Angel is are going, man, I sure hope this one's good.
Speaking as a Watchmen fan. Yeah.
I'm
get
also,
ready for a fun ride.
I'm also a Watchmen fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing on my list, it actually played as like a series of trailers throughout the Super Bowl, which is Scary Stories. Specifically, it was Guillermo del Toro Presents or a Guillermo del Toro production. It's important that Guillermo del Toro's name is attached.
It's also important that it's a very specific kind of scary story.
A whole
scary
lot of
stories to tell in the dark. If you attended a book fair in your school any time from, I don't know, when, like, the early 90s to now, you are well aware of these books. These were like the thinking man's goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to really be scared, you read these.
Yeah.
Did we get creeped out by these? I got super creeped out by the one with the pimple that moved.
Well, it was a spider.
Yeah, there was a spider in her skin.
It
laid an egg under her skin.
It was some sort of insect. It had to have been.
Yeah, the way that the CGI in that scene didn't make it look like a spider to me. It looked like something eldritch almost was like inside of her body, like trying to get its way out.
It could be a spider. It could be some dark eldritch god. Either way, I'm out.
I feel like all of us like kind of got like uncomfortably itchy watching all those commercials.
Yes.
That's a good...
And also, like, you really need to, you know, check your toes, get your pedicures.
Yeah, definitely watching those. I was like, wow, I can't wait to not watch those until, like, next October when I'm feeling brave and drunk.
I'd say, though, definitely, if I'm going to watch something, like, scary or creepy, though, what they did with the Twilight Zone, like, that blew me away.
I think if you're talking about two trailers that I think utilized the fact that they were advertisements... best would have been first the Twilight Zone trailer, which literally cuts
footage.
Like, yeah, mock footage of the Super Bowl to have Jordan Peele kind of introduce the concept that he's doing a new Twilight Zone series, which super interested in. I love Jordan Peele, and we got a lot of him in the Super Bowl. And then I would argue also The Handmaid's Tale, which kind of starts out as almost, you know, like an empowering, like some, you know, like
a wholesome
some
commercial
other
that you
trailer.
Have.
You know, it really freaked me out because I didn't see the trailer at the Super Bowl, or I did. I missed the beginning of it or whatever. But after watching the State of the Union last night and now watching this trailer where it was like, we have more women working than ever before. Do, 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 happy noises. And then it turns into Handmaid's Tale-esque.
For everybody listening at home, I just want you to know, like, there was a very hard twitch in Michelle's left eye as she was talking about this.
Yeah. So, and me and Jordy were talking about it earlier that, you know, I watched the first season of the series because it went along with the book, and I've read the book. I feel like a lot of people have read that book. It was required reading in high school, and I didn't read it, and then read it as an adult because I was a bad student.
Required reading in high school.
Yeah.
Or required reading in high school. Anyway,
it wasn't written when I was in high school. Damn
it. Oh, wow. I couldn't keep watching the series.
I had to read Moby Dick.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, this is a family channel.
I mean, that's exactly it. Like, even just talking about Handmaid's Tale, I want to like tune out because the first season was like this thing that, like, okay, it relates to the media we've already experienced, and then the rest is like, okay, now it's, you know, playing on my fears of where our world is headed now, and I just kind of want to know.
Yeah. So, because the book does leave off on a bit of a cliffhanger of what's next, it kind of just ends abruptly and leaves the reader to imagine what could happen, and now a reader is imagining what happened, made it into two more seasons of the show. And I haven't really gotten the nerve up to watch the other seasons yet. So I can't really say I'm going to watch season 3 yet, since I haven't watched season 2. I'll really get around to it, but definitely not something I'm going to binge watch, because I'll probably just cry in my bathtub.
I'm just going to wait until the next president's elected.
Yeah, that's also good, but it could be how many years? It could have six more years. 2 to 6. 2 to 6 years.
I just want to say that I just looked up when A Handmaid's Tale was written, and I was not in high school.
When was it written?
1985. So apparently it's all about Reagan, I guess.
Reagan.
Yeah.
That makes
Which
sense.
Makes, yeah.
Yeah. It makes yeah. pretty much sense.
If we're going to stick with the scary theme, do we want to talk a little bit about Us?
That this is- looks oh, so good.
Oh, Jordan Peele. Oh, what a man. Like, jeez.
I don't really like scary movies all that much, but that's the type of scary movie that I could actually get into and watch because it's more suspense.
It's thriller.
And, yeah. It's not necessarily, you know, super duper scary monsters. It's another version of you.
I don't know. That looked pretty terrifying.
Yeah, they were
to me.
Pretty scary looking, but it wasn't like super.
Have you seen the whole trailer? Like the
yeah,
the
I saw the. Yeah. They played it during Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it then.
Yeah, I felt like it was terrifying in a sense, but again,
but
I
it's mean, a different type of.
It's
fear.
Not. It's not like yeah. you know the short stories one where it's mm-hmm. like oh that's a visceral nope thing.
Yeah.
It's more like a, oh my god that's myself and they're gonna kill me and oh my god.
Yeah.
I think one of the things to note about this trailer is it didn't give us any new footage. It is kind of like a recut of the last trailer. So I did like all the stuff we saw, but again, it's kind of stuff we've seen before. But, you know, I was happy to have a lot of Jordan Peele in the Super Bowl.
Knowing what I know about Jordan Peele, you know, and his appreciation of older scary movies as well as video games, I'm going to just conjecture here and say the way to beat them is kind of the same way you beat your shadow in a video game is by not attacking it. And that's how they're going to win.
Pope's placing bets now.
Kill them. I'm going to go kill them.
They're probably just going to get killed by their shadows and taken over.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They're going to win and kill the shadows.
No, I hope they win and kill the shadows, but I don't think everyone's going to survive.
It's Jordan Peele. Like I feel like the good guys may not win.
No,
the
no,
good
no. guys might half win.
No, no, no. The TSA will come and save everyone.
To stick with Jordan Peele and transition off of scary and into animated... We had a short snippet from the new Toy Story.
Woo, cute. I don't know. 3 was really good. 2 sucked. 1 was obviously classic. So if we're going to follow the pattern of good, bad,
I feel like
maybe
I don't
know. We'll get a solid 5 out of 10.
I don't
We've
know.
Got a theme park to promote, so let's do another movie.
Speaking yeah. of theme parks,
wow, no love for Toy Story at all.
I'm willing to see it.
I'll definitely see it.
I had no hope whatsoever for Toy Story 3, and I was blown away by that.
Yeah, that one makes you cry. It really hits home.
It literally murders your childhood as you watch it. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm just curious as to like what the plot is going to be. Like, how did where did the toys go? How did they end up where they are? Because end of 3, Andy leaves them with the little neighbor girl. So,
I mean, Toy Story 3, I was literally Andy's age and going off to college when it aired. So, like, I was like, oh,
same.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I'm just a big baby crying over here. So 4, I feel like definitely is I think it's definitely not going to try and appeal to us anymore. Like, the people that grew up with Andy, I think it's now like, oh, guys, we're selling theme parks and you like toys, right? Guys, new kids love us. They're great. The toys, they're good.
Please be as successful as Cars. No? Okay. Not like
I'm waiting for a Trains movie, okay?
At least as successful as Planes.
I want Helicopter. Just Helicopter.
Just one. Just one.
Do you know how little that would do for them at the toy stores?
It would just be an angry old man flying around. Oh, what are they going to do next? I got to pick up this mess.
I would also appreciate Motorcycle.
We got one more?
One.
Okay.
One.
All right. So going rogue.
Yeah.
We did get...
like Hell Rider, but it's better.
We did get one more trailer okay. for a new Nickelodeon movie called Wonder Park, which makes me wonder, when was the last time we had an original Nickelodeon movie?
Probably when I was in middle school.
I think it was recent, actually.
Avatar?
SpongeBob?
No. Original, meaning not based off an existing property.
Oh.
But, yeah, the concept of Wonder Park seems to be little girl imagines a theme park when she's younger and finds that when she's older and lost all of the magic and her imagination that the theme park actually exists and she assumably rediscovers the magic of imagination. At this point, I'm just conjecturing.
So, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the other trailer that aired with Spider-Verse that makes you...
The full-form trailer?
Yes. So, the Super Bowl version... definitely kind of like summarizes probably my problem with animated films nowadays, because I'm, as an animator myself, I definitely feel like we are in this era of like sameness, where like this movie reminds me of Inside Out in a lot of ways, where it's like, okay, well, there's this person, there's this girl who's going through some life thing, and now she's upset, and she's so upset that only a magic thing that's figurative for our transformations and callback to life is gonna fix her problem. So there you go, we did it.
I feel like visiting upon that, like, I'm wondering how internal the movie's gonna be, because at least in the other trailers you see that she kind of, you know, trips and falls and she'll probably have a concussion of some kind. I'm hoping it's not like,
you know what, as long as she doesn't die in the forest like Bridget Terabithia, that's just gonna be
spoiler alert.
That came out like 9 years ago.
That book came out like 30 years ago.
So that's everything we got for the
Wait. I got one more I want to bring up.
All right, go for it, Pete.
The Bud Knight commercial.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bonus.
Yeah, this is the bonus round. We had the tournament where the Bud Knight
eats it.
From the Bud Light commercials. Participates in a joust.
I like how you establish the Bud Knight as if he's like some long established Bud Knight character.
He is.
He's been on at least three consecutive Super Bowls.
Has he been longer?
I thought he only came around last year.
No.
I thought it was just in the earlier Super Bowl ad.
Because last year he was like nonchalantly at the battle they were having, and the year before he was like a figurehead in the battle.
Okay. Yeah,
when he appeared and they were like, we're gonna win this.
Woo.
He isn't, and he's been in a couple commercials throughout the year, but yeah, he appears and gets dehorsed by, we find out, the Mountain from Game of Thrones. Or actually, I guess it wasn't the Mountain. It's Sir whatever the Zombie Mountain.
I was about to say, yeah, zombie. Yeah,
once they zombie Frankenstein the Mountain, that's who he gets dethroned by. And he goes ahead and does the neck snap thing. And then a giant dragon shows up out of nowhere. I'm sure that that really deep Game of Thrones fans will be able to identify which dragon that was. I'm not going to try and do that. But it was this closet crossover commercial for the new for both Bud Light and the new season of Game of Thrones.
What we don't know, and we'll be incredibly surprised for in the next season of Game of Thrones, when the next 10 episodes are actually really a big extended Bud Light commercial.
Will the Bud Knight appear in the final season of Game of Thrones?
I think only 6 episodes, actually, not 10.
All right.
But they're
well,
all like an
hour
and
a
half
long. Episode. All right.
Well, there's 20. Don't worry. You're not going to be disappointed. But yes, I will.
In that now. I'm going to literally tag this podcast when everyone is complaining and disappointed in the final episode of Game of Thrones.
I'm not saying you're going to be disappointed by the content, just to hedge my bets here. I'm
be
saying
just sad it's done.
Yeah. You're not going to be disappointed by the length. I'm willing to bet that, like, by the end of the last one, you're like, I can't sit through another 3 hours.
If I'm going to say, before we end, we talked about trailers, but Pete brought up, I'm assuming, one of your favorite Super Bowl commercials from this year.
Yeah, it was okay.
Were there any other, like, anyone who watched had a standout commercial?
I was very mad about the Pepsi one.
Which one was the Pepsi one?
The Pepsi one with Steve Carell was in it.
And Cardi B.
Cardi B.
I actually really liked that.
I liked it, but I hate Pepsi. And shut up. It's not better than
Pepsi.
Coke.
Is not
Pepsi
okay.
is gross.
Actually,
sorry.
I do love Pepsi, and you guys can stuff it, because apparently Cardi B agrees with me, so...
Does that make that opinion better?
No, but, I mean, so here's the thing. Soda in general is trash,
yes.
And, like, nobody should drink it, and I stopped drinking it years ago, but I had...
Well, we just lost all our soda sponsors, guys. Thanks.
We live
soda
in a Dr. Pepper household, and that's it.
So, I mean, but I loved Pepsi, and my whole family's a Coke family, so it was just like, it would be me, the one person who drinks Pepsi.
Because you said you're from Florida, right?
Yes.
That's like 200 miles where Coke was born.
Yeah, no, I lived like right next to Alabama and Georgia. I'm literally from the South, and you have to drink four sodas a day to stay there. It's part of the, you know, it's part of the background check.
I'm going
to
be honest. I'm surprised you're using the word soda. Oh, yeah. Like, I would expect pop or Coke.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. Where, it's the South. It's Coke.
No, where? No,
yeah,
where
she orders a Coke, they bring her a Pepsi.
What kind of Coke?
Which Coke?
They do say that. Where, what kind of Coke?
Yeah, you want an orange? We got 7-Up. We got Dr. Pepper. What kind of Coke you want?
I feel like they tried to make an epic commercial, though, but they were also admitting defeat.
No,
saying,
they were saying...
that's okay.
No, they were saying that it's not okay that people think that you got to compromise to drink Pepsi. It's not a compromise.
So, fun fact that I learned. If you go to a diner or a restaurant or whatever, and you check to see if they serve Pepsi products or Coca-Cola products, and you actually order a Pepsi rather than a Coke, the waitress will be so happy because it just got to talk to you. She doesn't have to say, is Pepsi okay?
So all of us either loved or hated that Pepsi commercial.
We all had feelings about it.
Really happy to see Steve Carell, but I was like, really, Pepsi? Come on, man. You're definitely a Coke person.
I like how at the end of the day, we're just like Coke and Pepsi, like they're not two really big drinks that have way too much money and do bad things to our country. Like, oh yeah, this is a real problem in today's society.
No, no.
I think I realized why Frank hates this format. We are just so desperate for content. We are just...
and very tangential.
We are... just the worst.
I mean, honestly, it's not even a tangent. It literally is on the topic of this commercial because then you have to get into the integrated politics of what makes the entire concept happen.
All capitalism.
Right. All right.
And big food business industry, FDA crap, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to say we've hit peak desperation for content here. And I'd like to thank you all for joining us for another... non-pro trailer dump.
Don't forget to follow us on everything.
Yep, on you can follow us on Twitter at non-productive or on Facebook at non-productive.com/fanclub.
Find us on iTunes. You know, listen to this podcast. If you're going to our website, it helps our numbers.
Leave a review. That would be great, too. A good review.
Yeah, ideally.
All reviews basically is what I'm asking you to do.
All reviews help, but good ones are the best.
Yeah.
You know, but we won't really be all that upset if you leave a 3-star. We'll get over it.
5-star. Feel free to kick us. That's a thing, right?
Kick, K-I-K. Yeah. Like
that's how you pronounce it, right?
Kick, yeah.
Okay, like, yeah.
That's the number you give out to people on Grindr.
I don't even know this social media platform. That.
Okay. Me either.
It's like a WhatsApp.
Is it?
It was WhatsApp before WhatsApp was around.
Where's Al when you need a good night, everybody?
I think we have an AOL Instant Messenger account.
Oh my god,
still.
I still have mine still somewhere. I have to find it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Drink Royal Crown Cola.
I was always a fan of RC Cola.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.